We will be in terrible trouble. I want to say at the end, the last, that that is what concerns me most. We are sitting in this room and we all always like to think we are relatively civilized. And we can talk to each other at least on certain levels. So that we could walk out of here assuming that the measure of our enlightenment, or at least our enlightenment, has some effect on the world. It may not. I remember, for example, when the ex-Attorney General, Mr. Robert Kennedy, said that it was conceivable that in 40 years in America we might have a Negro president. And that sounded like a very emancipated statement, I suppose, to white people. They were not at home when this statement was first heard. They did not hear, and possibly will never hear, the laughter and the bitterness and the scorn which the statement was greeted. From the point of view of the man in the Harlem barbershop, Bobby Kennedy only got here yesterday. And now he's already on his way to the presidency. We've been here for 400 years. And now he tells us that maybe in 40 years, if you're good, we may let you become president. What is dangerous here is the turning away from, the turning away from anything any white American says. The reason for the political hesitation and spite of the Johnson landslide is the one that's been betrayed by American politicians for so long. And I'm a grown man. Perhaps I can do these things. I certainly hope I can do.